This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I actually saw great potential right across the street, to be honest with you, and it was only for the reason that the United Nations was here that that turned out to be such a successful project. So I want to thank you, Ambassador Haley, for your introduction and for your steadfast advocacy for American interests on the world stage. On behalf of the co-host countries, I would like to also thank Secretary General Guterres for, and you have been fantastic, for joining us, and we affirm our commitment to the United Nations reform, and reform is what we're talking about. I applaud the Secretary General for laying out a vision to reform the United Nations so that it better serves the people we all represent. We support your efforts to look across the entire system and to find ways the United Nations can better and be better at development, management, peace, and security. The United Nations was founded on truly noble goals. These include affirming the dignity and worth of the human person and striving for international peace. The United Nations has helped advance toward these goals in so many ways: feeding the hungry, providing disaster relief, and empowering women and girls in many societies all across the world. Yet in recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment. But I know that under the Secretary General, that's changing, and it's changing fast, and we've seen it. That's why we commend the Secretary General and his call for the United Nations to focus more on people and less on bureaucracy. We seek a United Nations that regains the trust of the people around the world. In order to achieve this, the United Nations must hold every level of management accountable, protect whistleblowers, and focus on results rather than on process. To honor the people of our nations, we must ensure that no one and no member state shoulders a disproportionate share of the burden, and that's militarily or financially. We also ask that every peacekeeping mission have clearly defined goals and metrics for evaluating success. They deserve to see the value in the United Nations, and it is our job to show it to them. We encourage the Secretary General to fully use his authority to cut through the bureaucracy, reform outdated systems, and make firm decisions to advance the UN's core mission. Further, we encourage all member states to look at ways to take bold stands at the United Nations with an eye toward changing business as usual and not being beholden to ways of the past which were not working. Mr. Secretary General, the United States and the member states present today support this great reform vision. We pledge to be partners in your work, and I am confident that if we work together and champion truly bold reforms, the United Nations will emerge as a stronger, more effective, more just, and greater force for peace and harmony in the world. Thank you, Mr. Secretary General, and I look forward to advancing these shared goals in the years to come, and it is a great honor to be with you today. Thank you.
Well, Donald Trump, giving everybody a little prelude of what he's going to be talking about today. And, of course, it's going to be a little bit more poignant. But you know Donald Trump. He's looking at return on investment just like any effective CEO would do. And that is the challenge for the U.N. Is the investment worth all the money?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hurricane Maria devastating the tiny island called Dominica, making landfall as a Category 5 overnight.
A Category 5. The monster storm blowing off roofs and flooding homes. The prime minister there saying they have, quote, lost all that money can buy.
Wow, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands now bracing for the worst as Maria heads their way. Janice Dean is live in studio tracking Maria's path. Hey, Janice, where do we see it?
Yeah, unfortunately, Category 5, they weakened it a little bit overnight as it made landfall, its first landfall over Dominica. And now it is back to a Category 5. Hurricane hunters have seen winds in excess of 160 miles per hour. So that's why it's now back to a Category 5. We're expecting the potential for a Cat 5 or Cat 4 to affect the British and U.S. Virgin Islands as well as Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico could potentially take a direct hit from this hurricane, and then over Hispaniola and potentially the Bahamas over the next couple of days as a major hurricane. So obviously we've got hurricane warnings in effect, Category 5. The last time we saw two Category 5s was back in 2007, and we saw Irma just, you know, last week as a Category 5. Future radar shows this devastating storm, unfortunately, hitting some of the same areas as Irma, U.S. Virgin Islands, British Virgin Islands, and then Puerto Rico, again, potentially could take the worst of the core of the strongest winds. Forecast rainfall, we could see upwards of a foot. In some areas, over 2 feet of rainfall. It could be potentially devastating for Puerto Rico. And the forecast winds, well over 100 miles per hour here. And again, some of these areas already affected by Irma, now Puerto Rico in its sights. The tropical models right now show it east of the Bahamas and perhaps not making an impact on the east coast, but we will have to monitor it. All right, we're 5 days out. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on it. But a Category 5, that's the highest you can get. Very dangerous storm on the horizon.
Well, Maria, like a West Side Story, and hopefully she will stay away. We need little more of any more hurricanes as people are still, you know, digging themselves out, you know, trying to get out of the mess. In fact, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Gary LeBlanc, who has been giving us some ground floor reporting, founder of Mercy Chefs, all the great work that they've been doing out there. And he says to me the other day, he goes, Bill, don't forget us. And I go, no, absolutely not. And this is when it really gets tougher, as you can imagine. It's one thing to deal with the immediate impact, but then it's the process of getting out of it, so lest we forget. But meanwhile, Maria has sped up, and we've been watching this grow over the last couple of days. And, you know, Janice Dean, who's been the hardest working woman, in fact, she was supposed to come on and talk about her new book, which all the proceeds are going to hurricane relief, bless her heart. And we may still get her on if we can get a little bit of a break in these hurricanes and all the reporting she's having to do in between. But, you know, the video that we're seeing of this Cat 5 Hurricane Maria slamming the Caribbean, wow, it is, well, it's a Cat 5. And it's just awesome. I mean, you got winds, Scott, upwards 170 plus, you know, that are hitting the area. I mean, it is, boy, that'll knock down a lot of houses. Well, as we mentioned at the opening, Donald Trump, of course, going to the UN, and all eyes and ears anticipating, of course, you know, the left are looking for any kind of misstep that they can possibly find. You know, and all this division, I guess, is wearing thin on everybody. I mean, you know, we talked about, you know, what happened at the Emmys, lowest ratings ever. Maybe these people will figure it out. And I say these people, you know, I think all of us need to figure out that we're better off together, united. There are many things that we can agree on. And that's what we need to focus on. The other stuff that bifurcates and divides us, yeah, we can debate it. And that needs to happen in the appropriate channels and in an appropriate way to where public discourse can take place. I'm not one to throw the baby out with the bathwaters, although it gets to be challenging when people are arguing and yelling. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. I don't know if you saw that or not, but she's back home. And boy, her constituents were really upset with her because she sat down and talked to the president. I mean, wait a minute. I mean, this is what I mean, I'm not a big Nancy Pelosi fan, but the fact that she would even, you know, cross the aisle and go into the Oval Office and talk to the president of the United States, I think it's to her credit. It's not to her discredit, but her constituents, because they're so emotionally wracked. They are just, they feel like she's, you know, she's an absolute traitor. I mean, E2 Nancy, I guess is what they're saying. I mean, really coming after her hard, and other Democrats who would want to do something that would coordinate with this president. I mean, after all, it's 4 years, and it could be 8 years. What are they, are going to be another wasted 8 years? Or are we going to do something about getting this country back on track? This is why Main Street America said, it's not going to happen. Enough of this politics, enough of this game. Let's get an outsider out there. Let's get a businessman in the Oval Office and let's see what's happening. At least let's see what happens and look what's going on. You know, jobs are increasing. Our GDP is up. And, you know, we'll see how that can hold in light of the damage of these two hurricanes. And, you know, look at, we're still in the middle of it. You know, hurricane season runs all the way through November. So there could be more, you know. And but even with that, Trump every day asks, how are we doing with jobs? What's going on? And the fact that he is that focused on jobs, also he's focused on our national security, which is what he talked about on the campaign trail. And, you know, you may have your doubts about whether a wall will be built, but no doubt there is going to be, I believe a wall will be built. There is already increased security on the border. The fact that that's even taking place is causing, you know, numbers to drop dramatically in terms of people coming in. This whole DACA issue is causing, you know, some additional tension on this, you know, because maybe some will try to come in and figure, okay, they're going to get in, you know, before the wire because they see this as an opportunity. But, you know, again, as many have spoken, we're going to talk more about this with some experts, that DACA is not the be-all and end-all. It is a Band-Aid. And Helen Raleigh is going to be up. We're going to be talking with her in the next hour. And she's a Chinese immigrant, and it took her years and investment, you know, to become a citizen. She's based out of the Bay Area, and what she has to say about immigration, I mean, it's kind of like what was it, Irish John that we've talked with many times. He's been waiting for 13 years in line. So how do you tell these people who've been waiting for years and years that doing it the right way and standing in line, somehow you're going to get preempted by people who have come here illegally? I mean, that addresses, it goes right to the heart of that which is fair. And, you know, when we were growing up and things were not fair, we would say, that's not fair. I mean, we know it instinctively when things are not right. And this is the challenge that, and I think she has a couple of good ideas that she's going to share with us as well. But this is the challenge that our legislators have, and this is why we need to keep the pressure on them to make sure they think this thing through, that they don't go the easy route, This has been the problem. The reason that it's all coming to a big head right now and it's so complicated is because it's just been kicked down the road time and time again. And like everything that we seem to be dealing with these days, we've got plenty of problems and less road to kick anything down anymore. So we're having to deal with it. So, hey, we've got pain ahead, but we've been this way before, and we can make it, and we will be all the stronger as the result. Trust me. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
The congressional Russia investigations are calling new witnesses from the president's family to the campaign's inner circle. President Donald Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is expected on Capitol Hill Tuesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. One-time political advisor Roger Stone is expected before the House Intelligence Committee next week. Both interviews will be behind closed doors, though a transcript may be made public. The senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein, said her intention is to have Donald Trump Jr. testify under oath in open session and did not rule out a subpoena if former campaign chairman Paul Manafort does not appear voluntarily. A spokesman for the Republican committee chairman said they are still reviewing transcripts before a final decision is made. On the administration's internal deliberations, a New York Times reporter said there is much debate over how much to cooperate with the special counsel. After overhearing a D.C. lunch conversation, the president's outside counsel, Ty Cobb, had about White House counsel Don McGahn. Source close to the matter insisted to Fox Today the discussion was not that big a deal. In a separate development, the family of former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn launched a legal defense fund today to cover his bills, now rising into the seven figures. The legal defense fund's launch, apparently the first among former Trump advisors, marks a significant development in the ever-expanding Russia probe. Flynn's younger brother Joe told Fox the retired general is not wealthy after 33 years of government service, and allegations he worked against U.S. national security interests are extremely difficult.
My brother Michael bleeds red, white, and blue. No question about it. He's a proud guy. This is a man who held very high offices in his life. This is a man that, again, sacrificed much of his adult life, probably most of his adult life, for this country. A three-star general, you know, highly decorated military officer. And he's in a situation that, number one, he didn't anticipate, didn't expect, and, you know, it's difficult.
When former Trump campaign aide told Fox his legal fees run into the six figures and he is not considered a witness. He is considered, rather, a witness and not a target.
You know, is it any wonder, Scott, that more and more people are going to say, work for the government? Are you kidding me? I mean, if you can get away with it, then you're able to set up a foundation and do some of the things that some people have been able to do. I guess it works out okay. And,
well, I was about to say, finally, I'm hearing about somebody that worked their entire life for the government and didn't come out with millions upon millions of dollars.
Well, can you imagine? I mean, here it is. You want to do good. You want to serve. And of course, you know, ego aside and all that, but still, you're giving up time, your family time and everything to do this. And this is what you get. Thank you very much. All of a sudden, you got to cover yourself. You've got to protect yourself. So it's almost like if you're going to run for public office, you need some sort of catastrophic insurance to back you up in case of, you know, errors and omissions or anything that could possibly you could possibly be accused of. Because then you get these interest groups. You know, if you're a Republican, you got Democrats coming after you, and next thing you're having to go through is these battle of attorneys and expenses and everything. And you go, wow, I mean, all I wanted to do was, you know, help pick up the trash here and, you know, clean things up. And this is what I get. I mean, this is a tough deal. And
well, especially for Flynn. I mean, he was the one that was unmasked, right?
Yes.
He was unmasked. It was a meeting that, honestly, if you meet a ton of people all the time, you could see how he might forget that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, feels a little bit like a raw deal.
Well, I mean, even like when he was in Russia, meeting with, I mean, the government knew about it. And, you know, there was an administrative error, I guess, in the paperwork. I mean, there's so many moving parts to this whole deal that you can, you know, if you're, I guess, against Mike Flynn, you can go after the general and be like everybody else and, you know, forget about due process. If you support him, then the same way, you're going to have the antithetical view. And for us that are looking for that objectivity and say, OK, what is the situation here? You know, is this another railroad job that's taken place? I mean, we've, you know, again, what comes to mind is Christian Saucier. You know, we've talked with him, his attorney, and with his mother this past year. And, of course, Christian recently, because he just got out of prison, and he's now able to tell his story. I mean, this is amazing for this young man. 22 years old, he makes a mistake, a rookie mistake like anybody would make. You know, hey, I'm pitchers on the job, and you know, and other guys are doing it, and you get caught up, and, you know, this is the selfie generation. I mean, you know, these kids take pictures in places. It's amazing, but he happened to take it in a nuclear sub, no good. And of course, it's classified as a low-level classified information mishandling, low-level, okay? Not anywhere near the realm of anything like a General Petraeus or a Hillary Clinton, certainly what she's been accused of, and others in our government. But he gets a year in prison. I mean, it's like what they decided to take all their anger out on this young man who served the military. You know, he's in there for 11 years. So he did this. You know, the infraction was done early on in his career. And instead of, you know, getting the normal penalty of, you know, some rank reduction and that, they decided they're going to just make an example out of him. The two other Navy men that also took pictures, they were summarily, you know, processed and penalties were, you know, were assigned. And their careers went on. This kid, he's out. He's gone. 11 years of his life and career are just, you know, flushed down the toilet. His benefits, medical benefits, everything. He's lost his car. I mean, you know, it's just it's a pathetic story for somebody, again, who's a patriot who just wanted to serve. And, yeah, along the way, we're human beings. We're going to make mistakes. And you're going to put the kid in prison and do all that? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, and to his credit, he even in the interview that he did with him, he goes, look, I did it. I made the mistake. That's something that, you know, I'm not denying that. I'm not going against that.
Unlike other people, right?
Well, yeah, he said, I made the mistake. But he goes, the other two people that did it, they got, you know, we all thought that we were going to get kind of the same thing. And they went after me a lot harder.
Yeah, kind of greatly surprised that this happened to him the way it did. And so we're in the process of finalizing a petition that we need to direct to the President of the United States, the Commander in Chief, who during the campaign, if you recall, you know, brought this up, the comparison of what he did as a low level classified information breach, mishandling. Compared to Hillary Clinton, and going, wait a minute, you know, we're putting this kid in jail, and you know, really putting the pressure on his reputation and all, and his family, the loss. I mean, it's just incomprehensible to me to think what we're doing to this young man, and not to mention the fact, as I mentioned in our conversation, look at all the investment that we put in this kid. This kid was, he had risen through the ranks. He's an E6, I mean, which is in the enlisted level. I mean, you're an upper mid-level type of, you know, type of, in a manager and in a position here. And he's instructing, you know, the next generation of kids coming up. He has risen to that rank, and we just throw that out the door. We just, you know, okay, we'll just cut our losses, and are you kidding me? I mean, this is a kid with talent and experience and, oh, yeah, a desire to serve the military and serve our country, and this is the way we treat him. I think that's a big waste of money. So, you know, all this stuff has gotten so amped up with this politics, and especially, and not that Christian has anything to do with Trump, but talking about, you know, what's happening with this Russia probe and, you know, that which Catherine from Fox News was reporting on is that it's just gone unhinged. I mean, you had the unmasking of Paul Manafort, and now you're finding out that he was wiretapped. And remember when Donald Trump brought that up? Oh my goodness, the left and Democrats were going nuts. There was no way that could happen. You know, Trump is unhinged. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But it's quite interesting that many of the things that Trump had said during the campaign have been proven more true than false, or still yet to be revealed. And you understand why he would say such a thing, because, you know, it looks like a duck and talks like a duck. And, you know, and here it is. We're finding out there's a bunch of ducks in this dank swamp that is affecting our governance and a government that's supposed to be of, for, and by we the people. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about, right? Lower taxes, less government, self-reliance. It's all about liberty. If there's ever a fire, a light that shines out over the world right now, and this ought to come out very clear in the United Nations, which, when you think about all the nations that are represented there, they carry the same weight as the United States. It is a tough amalgamation of interests and thoughts and dynamics, because many of the people there do not believe in women's rights. They don't believe in liberty. In fact, America is a pain in the back end of them, because we stand as a shining example and clear contrast to the way they govern their people. Why should they like America? We have very little in common, especially when you talk about freedoms. This is what draws people to this country. I mean, where else? I mean, even, you've heard it said by many of the female experts who were raised Muslim and still practice their faith freely and openly. And they have so much more freedom here in America. They say, hey, we love being here in America. We love being able to practice our faith more freely here in the United States compared to their homeland. I mean, this is what liberty looks like and the freedom of religion looks like and what some are experiencing. Now, there are exceptions, and those are things that are being worked out, just like you know, everything else that has to do with our society. It's not just because you think that's the way it's going to be. It's got to go through its process. And in some cases, we are going through the process still. And these are things that you can't legislate, as you heard me say before. I can't argue somebody into heaven. It's not going to happen. You either get it or you don't. I'm going to do what I can to represent my beliefs and the difference it made for me. And if it makes sense to you, God bless you. Hey, you're on your way. But if it doesn't and you still want to hold on to your ways, look, at that's your right. You know, but there are some countries, as you know, and some ideologies that if you don't believe in what and the way they believe, your head's lopped off, or you become a slave, or, you know, you're a servant to them and you're less than. You know, and this is the challenge that we have here in this country today, all under the guise of free speech. You know, free speech is so important for us to be able to discuss and debate these different principles, because that's what freedom is all about. But if we're going to squash it, Scott, then, you know, to what avail, to what benefit do we get from squashing it? And then suddenly our First Amendment right is less than.
Well, I mean, it's a different opinion of, you know, you're talking about the other governments around the world and ours. Ours is a government that's set up to work. It works for the people.
Right.
It's not the other way around.
Well, it's of the people.
It's of the people.
Right.
And that's one of the big things is that, you know, in all these other countries, you don't have the right to say whatever you want. You know, so I'm assuming you're specifically referring to the Middle Eastern countries, which I think that was a shot by Trump at them, you know.
Mm-hmm. How are you involved in this big group when you have really so little in common, where there's kings and despots and you know, this is their worldview, and then here comes America with all this money and they look at it as decadence and anything that they can to cheapen the value of America, because it's too painful for them to look at what liberty has generated in this country.
Well, and that's also one of the reasons why people want to come here. They see it. Obviously, they do their thing every year where they talk about, you know, freest places in the world. And, you know, they love nothing more than to take America and put them down. You know, they hold us to a different standard than they hold the other countries to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a guy is allowed to write, you know, a pro-gay article in Iran, apparently that's the freest press in the world, you know, type stuff.
Yes.
But that stuff is written here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also we're not throwing gays off of buildings. We don't have slaves. You know, and these are all things that are common.
Yeah. Well, certainly we don't have legal slaves. There are slaves of other types that we know. And this is what we're trying to address with our broken immigration system, because we have created slavery, another form of slavery in this country, because, you know, you get the sympathizers on the left, and, you know, California says, hey, look, we got a better idea. We're going to be a sanctuary city. There's other states that are doing similar things.
Sanctuary state.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sanctuary state. And here it is coming from, as we talked with Megan Barth last week, this comes from a state that is already bankrupt. And what are they going to do? I mean, how are they going to manage how are they going to manage this, Scott? I mean, they're going to come in and they're going to hand government subsidies and government support to illegal immigrants. I mean, this is problematic.
Well, very much so. And also that they want to succeed and everything like that, but they don't want to lose the money.
Well, of course not.
You know, it's just really weird. And again, I just have to go back to, you know, something that I was told as a kid. You know, my dad told me, my house, my rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want your own rules, you get your own house.
Right.
Well, I think that's the same thing with the, you know, national immigration laws.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to play by our rules, then you do your own thing.
Yeah.
But you don't get, you're not, I'm not going to pay for your thing.
Right.
You
exactly.
Take care of it.
Well, and the thing is, it's tough anyway, because, you know, what California and other states are trying to do, I mean, it's almost like they're stepping up to the line to initiate some type of civil war. And, of course, they could justify this even more because of the rancor that they have towards this president. And, and California can talk about how they overwhelmingly selected Hillary Clinton based on the popular vote and, you know, try to justify some sort of standing on that basis. But that's just not the way it works. You know, they're wanting to rewrite the laws and look at, you're part of a republic. Part of what made California successful in great measure was because you're part of a republic. Now, all of a sudden, you want to pick up your marbles and leave Dodge. You know, that's a disservice to the state and to the citizens of California. This is not a good thing. And again, you know, in our conversation with Bruce Thatcher, our resident immigration expert, California is doing the same thing that other empires have done previously, and history says this is what you get. And California is going down the yellow brick road there in spite of the empirical evidence and what history has indicated time and again. It is amazing to me on so many levels is that people choose to ignore history. And they're repeating it. They're on the very cycle again, and they don't want to stop and look at the trajectory of this. And, of course, this is in the midst that gives space to the Antifa, the rise of Antifa, and these others. White supremacists don't bother me so much, Scott, because I don't think their end game is to destroy this country. Antifa and, this very aggressive communist movement and Marxist movement that's on display here in this country, it's to destroy the very thing that America is all about.
Well, and that and white supremacy supremacists are a joke. They're a joke, Bill. Nobody for my entire life, Nazis, white supremacists, KKK members, any of these people, they were jokes.
Yes.
They were jokes. Nobody took them seriously because nobody with any reason buys into what they're doing.
Right.
And it should be the same for Antifa.
Well, that's why I say to me they're a non-issue. But Antifa is very dangerous because they're playing into the sentiment that has been cultured by an education class, dare I say, some very liberal universities across this country. And they're playing right in, taking full advantage of the momentum that is all around. Hey, we've got good news to talk about coming up next, I promise, okay? Samantha Mills Mal, the good news girl. We're going to talk viral videos, so we'll lighten it up just a little bit, okay? 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KADC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, lest you forget, I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us, ladies and gentlemen. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you, by the way. The publishers were nice enough to send me John Piper's 120 Daily Meditations, A Satisfied Soul, showing the supremacy of God in all of life. And I've been going through this. This is really just a terrific devotional. You know, if you want one of those bedside devotionals, because like sometimes, you know, outside of reading the Bible, you might want to say, hey, look it, I want to, I want a short devotional read. And let me tell you, this could fit the ticket for you. And as I say, the publishers were kind enough not only send me a copy, but they sent some extras too. So if you'd like your very own copy of this, if you're, you know, because we're starting to get in toward the end of the year, and you might want another meditational book or something there to have, that's a couple of pages, a daily read, just to kind of, you know, recenter you and get you back to thinking about God and all the things that are good and noble and right and just and all that good stuff. I highly recommend this. This is really well done. Of course, it's John Piper, so you know how that works. The Satisfied Soul. If you think you'd like a copy, I've got some free copies to give away. And so all you got to do is just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's the way it works. The way it always works, you know. So drop me an email and just say, hey, Bill, I'd like a copy. And, we're going to, I don't have an unlimited supply. But whatever I can pull up, I'd be happy to send your way. But it all starts with you sending me an email and, letting me know of your interest, and you know, we'll wish you all the best. Hey, it's time for the Good News Girl. As I promised you, we're going to look at these, at least radio-wise, we're going to look at the viral videos of the past week that she's been able to assemble. Samantha Danielle Mao is with us. Sam, how you doing?
Well, how about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing great. Well, you're hanging out in Myrtle Beach, and we were just talking about, you know, of course, we got Hurricane Maria that's coming, and you know, we're not sure where that's going to land right now, but it's, you know, it looks like maybe Puerto Rico. We don't know if it'll stay more east in the Atlantic. Those models are still developing. And it's still rather early, but man, I'll tell you, it moved quick from a 3 to a 4 or 5 now.
It
kind of crazy stuff.
It was like within just a few, I mean, it was a half a day or something like that that it, it changed.
Yeah,
it moved very quickly.
Right.
But right now, you would never guess that by looking out, you know, in Myrtle Beach, you know, you're kind of looking out at the beach and you get to see the waves, and it's like everything looks very peaceful. It's crazy to think about all the hurricanes that are.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, what do you do? But anyway, you've got some sweet viral videos for us. What's number one on the list today?
Okay, so the first one is Florida women collecting loads of laundry. There are loads of the lineman's laundry. So as you know, a lot of people in Florida have been out of electricity for a while since Hurricane Irma. And so... you know, I kind of feel like they took that advice. You remember that quote by Theodore Roosevelt? He said, do what you can with what you have, where you
right,
are.
Exactly.
And they decided they'd go line up. These guys just turn around. The linemen, you know, have been working these crazy hours. They turn around, and there's a line of 24 women waiting. And they're like, what's going on? And they're like, well, we're going to do your laundry for you.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, they couldn't believe it. And I just love this story because... It's so often that people are like, well, I don't really have the money, or I don't have much that I can do, and you don't know what you can do. And it's like this kind of gesture, it not just helps them, but it shows people really care and want to help. And, you know, it's a simple act, and it's kind of humbling yourself before other people. And I just think it's such a beautiful thing to see.
And what a blessing all the way around. This is the thing that... you know, that happens here. I mean, that's incredible, was people coming together, filling, you know, my old mentor used to say, you flow to the need. And this is what's happening in Texas and in Florida, even this day. I mean, later on, we're going to be talking with Gary LeBlanc, who's been on us repeatedly. He's been with us giving us a ground floor report on what's happening in these ravaged areas of Texas and Florida. He's the founder of Mercy Chefs. And what they do is they're chefs. So they've got their operations. They got two operations, and they've been doing thousands of meals there to first responders and the victims of the hurricane, and doing their part. You know, just like you say, what you got, you know, where you are and what you can give and how you can support. You know, and sometimes it's just you're just another human being that is just coming along and saying, hey, I'm sorry for what you're going through, and I'm here. Is there anything that I can help you with? And, you know, you see repeatedly just, you know, instances of humanity rising up and just being a fellow human being. And, you know, that is such a blessing, not only immediately to those people there that are being served, but dare I say, the rest of this country that is observing it, right?
Right. I mean, I think a lot of people are seeing, you know, I've heard people talking about it in different interviews and everything, and people saying, you know, it felt like this country is so divided, but then you see what's happening after these hurricanes, and you see, like, that's the America that I grew up with, or that's the America that I know. And,
right.
So I think it's been able to be a bit of a silver lining on a bad situation. Everybody together.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things here, Sam. Not only the America we grew up with, the America we know, but it's the America we need and we want again. And so in order to get there, is what are we doing that is consistent, you know, with that desire of, if you want to say, making America great again, or, the desire of, being that expression of brotherly love and support and unity. You know, we've been exercising ourselves, you know, endlessly since the election, and people are getting tired of it. You know, there's okay, enough of this stuff already. We've wasted money. Look, at some people, sure, they're going to, you know, want to do the marches and they want to object and all that, and God bless them. I mean, you have every right to do it. But, you know, let's get this country back on track, and let's start putting our energy into the things that are going to advance the common cause and the common good. And meanwhile, we can be grateful that... I know people may disagree with Donald Trump, but I appreciate that he's focused on the most important things, and that's jobs and the and GDP. So and look what's happening. And even with immigration and other issues here, I mean, there is lots of work to be done. And I appreciate that we have some focus here. That's important. Well, let's go on to viral video number two. What do you have for us here?
Okay, so this is really amazing. You know, when you talk about accomplishments by 10-year-olds or 8-year-olds, I'm sorry, an 8-year-old boy in UK, Wales, actually rescued 5 different people in the span of just 48 hours. So Stefan Williams was kayaking, and he spotted, like, the first time, this is on August 31st, he spotted 3 tourists huddled on a rock. Actually, he was, you know, he's out there kayaking, and he sees some tourists huddled over on a rock. And then just 2 days after that, on the same rock, he saw 2 teenagers that were frantically whistling and waving, trying to get his attention. Mm-hmm. And he was able to take his little life raft and pull them all back to shore. And apparently, Stefan likes to go up and down that little area. It's like a tourist area.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the tide will go out and people don't realize what's going on. So what an impressive 8-year-old young boy. You know, his mom's out there supervising him, but he's out there on his own, and, you know, he just happened to come along at the right minute. You might want people to keep on, you know, supervising that area, because the chances of 2 different groups of people getting stuck on a rock within such a short time.
Exactly.
Pretty
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. No doubt about it. And there he is, you know, to be, you know, hey, be a part of the solution. And I think that's the idea, isn't it? Are you adding to America's greatness, or are you taking away?
That's right.
You know?
And this is over in Wales, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, this is Wales. But even outside of America, you know, just saying, are you, the case of for humanity around the world, I mean, are we better off, you know, as human beings as a result of, you know, a consideration like this? I mean, that's awesome.
Absolutely. And he even got a $10 reward from the first group of people that he rescued. He said he hasn't spent it yet.
Did he really? Oh, wow.
Yes, he did.
That's so cool. Okay, so what else do we got?
Okay, so the next story is, you know how special your mom's wedding pictures might be to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us, that's a very important treasure. And back in 2003, Jane Foster had a storage unit, and the payment was missed, and everything got auctioned off, and her mother's wedding pictures were in there. She thought she'd never see them again.
Oh,
well,
gosh.
You know, that's something. It's devastating. She's like, I made 40 or 50 phone calls, and it was just, I could never track anything down. So
mm-hmm.
recently, within the month, she was walking down the street in Colorado, and she looks in the window of an antique store, and she sees the picture. She said she had to do a double take. She kept blinking and saying, Is this really happening?
No way.
Yes,
oh,
her
my
mom's
goodness.
Wedding picture was staying. It was the wedding picture that had hung on her mom's or on her parents' walls in their house growing up for all these years. So she immediately, you know, it stood out to her. And she's like, I can't believe it. It's my mom's wedding picture. She goes in to talk to the antique shop owner, and it turns out he has the wedding dress also.
Oh, he had everything. Oh, my goodness.
He had everything.
Oh, what a great story.
Doesn't just make your day?
Oh, so everything got reunited, and peace in the household has returned, everything in its rightful place. Wow. Wow. What a great story, Sam. Sam, you know, I got to tell you, I just so look forward to talking to you every week and these viral videos that you pick up and you share with us. You are such a blessing. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, go to Sam's Corner, because we can't sometimes get to everything that she has saved up for us. So go to Sam's Corner. Bless yourself. I mean, you will be blessed in reviewing some of these, and some of them require tissues, too. I think maybe we should have a tissue ranking on some of those, Sam. And if they want to be in touch with you, go to Sam's Corner, like I said, for more information. information. Thank you so much, Sam.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In an emergency.